Okay. We left off a little before the end of the last sugya. I just want to briefly discuss the ending of the last sugya. What happened here? Rabbi Maskelar Rabbi Abba starts from the seventh line. Ima matani yeshalach misab get yeshalach. So if you're comparing matani get. Thus, like is only chalak or misa. So you tell me the get is also chalak or misa if you want to break them. So you say hachi hashda that comparable. Which one? Matani is lach misa. Matani could be lach misa. Get lach misa. They can't be lach misa. So what kind of stupid question is that? So that could have been his question. Elo Rabbi Abba postulate. His question is really something totally different. Mat ishkin me ra b'mitzah. See, mat ishkin me mitzah by Kenyan. This evil is only giving a matnish kibira of mixas machasa. Remember, mixas machasa, there's no special good matnish kibira. Any, it's a regular kinyan, it's just the rules of regular kinyan. Be glad that Huna said the white kinyan, that means Huna held a matnish kibira and mixas doesn't need a kinyan, it has a special rule. Kibira can't be kind of the white kinyan. Everyone knows there's no impurity, no doubt, no cloak. Everyone knows matnish kibira and mixas has no special rules, just a regular. Okay, the answer is Misa. No, this is more than Machmas Tibira. This is Machmas Misa. This is if he says or knows that he's dying, and the person in this situation is Ke'ilu and Geneva. Yotzibikolor is Ke'ilu, he knows that he's dying. Okay, whether that's true of the Farish and the Shagar also, we've already discussed at length. There's also going to be the machlokas. Everyone knows that doesn't be king. El Rabbi Abba Hachim, actually, purely technical problem. Hamra lokamid to make Hamra lokamid. What did Geneva give him? He didn't give him anyone. What did he say? Hamra meazuze me samra. He didn't say I'm giving him wine. He said I'm giving him money from the wine, but. He didn't say I'm giving him the value of the wine or the wine. He said, he says, I'm giving him the money from the wine. And Rashi says, it doesn't come from wine, so he really didn't give him anything. So the answer is no. Come on, we all know what he meant. Edach, Mechamra can be absolute kocha. Why did he say it in a weird way? Why not say giving him Dimei Chamra or Chamra? Why say giving Susi Mei Chamra? Ah, to be Miyad by Kocho, because that gives him extra koach. So, Mitam, they sent a letter from her. So, the Mei Chamra to the office is Kocho, Tap, and everyone said, whenever anyone said Mei Chamra, they're just trying to be Miyad by the koach. Okay, so there's a bit of machlokas. We're showing here exactly what the koach of Mei Chamra is compared to Chamra. Or Dimei Chamra, a lot of it surrounds the machlokes. What would have been if he had said Tnulo Chamra? Right? What would have been if he had said Tnulo Chamra? So here we have four opinions. If he had said, right? Tnulo Chamra. What kind of Chamra? I guess Chamra, Dalad Meozuz, right? What would have happened? What would have been so bad? And what does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? What would have happened if he had said, give him Chamra Dalad Meozuz? If any of the wine was destroyed or went sour or anything else happened to it, then let's say the guy had, Dalad Meozuz. I don't know how much a barrel of wine costs, and some sugya is, it's four, is 100 barrels. Let's say the guy had 5,000 barrels. And you know, life is life. 100 of them, sour, broke, stolen. Then he'd say to him, oh, Geneva's kids could say to Rabbi Avina, oh, those are yours that got broken, stolen, sour, etc. And he would take all the loss. But when he said, Demei Chamra, that's Miyapikoko. And now he gets the money from this chamra no matter what. All the chamra is meshuvah, all the wine is meshuvah to his money. The rest is like this. He had said money, then if there was some money, it got lost. He'd say, your money got lost. He had said wine, there's some wine that got lost or destroyed. He'd say, it was your wine. He says, means all the chamra is meshuvah. That's the lashon of mei. Krum means there's a lot and you're taking a little from. That is a little meshuvah to the chamra. So, says Rashi, what would have happened if there was hefsed bin mikzas? One shita is Rashi. Rashi says that omrim lo shalcha nevad. That's Rashi shita. All right, what's Rashi's lashon here? Shalcha hit mikzas. Okay, whatever exactly happened. Who agrees with Rashi? The Ramban agrees with Rashi. The Riba quoted in the Rosh and the Mordechai agrees with Rashi. And the Riba and the Rosh and the Mordechai and the Ramban. The second sheet that is Tosos. What does Tosos say? What does Tosos say would happen if some of the barrels went bad or something happened to them? Proportionally, let me finish them. That's Tosos. You lose proportionally. So, for example, if he gave him a tenth of a wine and a tenth of a wine went bad, he would say it was a little worse. He'd say you suffered a tenth of loss, and we suffer nine tenths of the loss. And who agrees with? Tosos, the Rush, and the third shita is a Yesh Omer. I don't think it has a name. Mordechai quotes it, and Bani quotes it in the name of Tosos. I don't know, maybe the Sifna has a name to associate with this shita. The Ramban says, in the name of Tosos, Yesh Omer say, and Mordechai says, Yesh Omer. I don't know if there's a name. What?
No, they just called Ochita.
Ochita. Okay. What's the other Shita? The other Shita says, meaning, let's say this a little better, make it a parallel Lasha. Okay, I have to give someone an important job. Who's a responsible fellow? Unless. Any responsible fellows here? What? It's okay. Remind me to get a new Oris. Okay. It loses everything, loses the chesed, loses nothing. If there are 1,000 barrels and he gave everything to 100, if 100 were to be destroyed, he'd still get from the other 200, even if 900 that are left. Okay, those are three sheets of what would have happened if he said chamra. Right? If he said chamra. What would have happened if he said chamra? Would he have suffered any loss? Rashi says, very, very bad. The Yeshua, we don't know who this was, says no, he wouldn't have suffered any loss at all. Which is obviously the but Koach is not to avoid suffering loss. He wouldn't have suffered loss anything, loss for something else. Which we'll get to in a moment. What's the raya that the Ramban brings for Rashi? The Ramban brings a raya for Rashi. He brings him a Furish Gemara. The Rush also brings him a Furish Gemara, but it's not as good a proof. The Ramban brings a very strong Furish Gemara. On his side, Menachos Kuf Ches Amid Beis, the exact same thing. Bais befeisi oshor b'shvari ani mokar mokerlach. Same thing. I give you some of my houses. Do the same things, right? I give you one of my houses, or I'm giving you one of my oxen. Exact same case, and it's mepurish umeis echmei menafal. Marei umeis marei menafal mepurish, like Rashi in Menachos Kuches Beis. That if I sell you one of my items or a number of my items, and one of them gets destroyed, I say, that's the one I sold you. Why? We don't know which one I sold you. So I can give you whichever one I want. So here says the Ramban, proof from Menachos, Tov Chesed Beis, Bias, Daisy, Oshor, Shvari, right? You can give him dead or collapsed one. So it's before it's like Rashi. How does everyone else get out of it? They have a different from Rashi's case. Okay. According to Tosos, Tosos doesn't say because stop. What about the Gemara in Tos? How do the Rosh and the Rashba answer? How do they differentiate the cases? Yeah, Tos is the death. In case you were in Shutzen. In that case, you're in Shutfin. In our case, you're Shutfin, right? Right? You have to differentiate, right? Tosa doesn't say, but it's obvious. You differentiate that in Menachos, you're not Shutfin, but in Gittin, you are Shutfin. Why in Menachos are you not Shutfin and in Gittin are you Shutfin? Like, either way, I'm telling you, I'm giving you or selling you some of my stuff. Why in Menachos if I sell you some of my stuff? You're not a shutter. You just have one, and we don't know which. Well, over here, you don't have some barrels, and we don't know which. You're shutter in everything, right? That's what you're shutter. You're shutter in everything. Not that you get some. You're shutter in everything. Why here are you a shutter, and there are you not?
There you sold something, so I'm
private here tomorrow. No, but I think about time. No, okay, think about time. It's the same as sale. Just when you pay, when you don't, but you don't have to try it. I don't think that's the difference. The difference, yeah. I think there's a common sense difference. I'm not convinced. I don't think that's where you should go. So maybe the difference in Chamra and Chavios. Who says there's a difference in Chamra and Chavios? The Rashba says the Rashba, Chavios, and Shor and Bias is a Davar Masoyim. Like there's a specific object, Davar Masoyim. But Yayin is not a Davar Masoyim. Meaning, what do I mean by double Masoyim? Masoyim is actually one of those words that people often use when they don't know. It's dim Masoyim. Masoyim means someone help me who has good vocabulary. There's a difference between like concrete. There's a difference between having a lot of cars and having a lot of gas in the tank, and that each car is a separate thing that you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but the gas in the tank is just a big container full of stuff that you can add more or less, right? When I was a kid, they taught me that you say, when you say there are very few of something, you can only say there's very few about a double suit. You can say he had very few barrels, or very few houses, or very few oxen. But he didn't have very few one. Right? Many and much. Instead, right? He had very little wine and very little sand in the sandbox and very little air in the balloon, but he had very few balloons. You see the difference. There's just a word for it.
Lesser.
Yeah, lesser or fewer. That's it. Lesser or fewer. Right? Lesser or okay, in any case, there are like distinct objects Shor and Bias are distinct objects. So when I sell you some of my distinct objects, I'm selling you some objects and not other objects. But when you don't have distinct objects, you just have a quantity, like wine, right? There's no, I mean, I guess technically there's distinct molecules of wine, something else like that, but that's not up our hands on. There's no distinct object. Therefore, when I sell you, if I sell you 20 of my 3,000 barrels, or one of my 8 houses, or 6 of my 60 oxen, then I'm not giving you a shufas. I'm selling you some and not others. But if I sell you 20 liters of my 100 liters of wine, a liter is not a distinct object. It's just a measurement. Therefore, you can't say I'm selling you these 20 liters, not the other 80 liters. I'm selling you a 20% stake in my wine. And that's just common sense omdina in what people mean. And that is what the Rashba said. And according to Ben Yeshua, as opposed to the Bach, Ben Yeshua, according to the Prisha, as opposed to that, he thinks the Rashba is the same thing. I'm not sure. But one, Shita, and why? Why? And this, I'm not even calling this loveless. I think this is just like a common sense distinction, which could be what people mean in their psychology. I don't know what, I mean what people mean, like they're thinking they mean that. Sometimes people think this is what I'm trying to say. Sometimes people aren't thinking about what they're trying to say, but you ask them what do they mean, they'll say, well, obviously what I meant is this. So says the Rashba and the Rush, Lefi, Karb, and Asano, and the Prisha on the bottom of the Torah, he quotes, he says, because Menachos, because very simple, he says, Batim, Shvarim, and Chavios are distinct objects. When I sell you some of my distinct objects, I'm selling you some objects and not other objects. I'm not giving you shufas and everything, because their mom is separate. When I sell you a quantity of a non-distinct object, then I don't mean I'm selling you some liters, not other liters. That's a mistake. As opposed to yayin, which is not distinct objects, then it becomes a nisinas chafza mesuya. Here, it becomes a nisinas shutfus bakol. Which just makes sense. That's how people look at distinct items. That's how people look at non-distinct items. Interestingly, if you read the Rush, the reason the Karbon Asana on the bottom of the Rush has to say what he thinks the Rush means is because he, well, maybe it's just because he knows the Bach doesn't think so, but maybe even because he knows that when you read the Rush at first, you won't think that. When you read the Rush at first, you might think what the Bach says. I think the Karbon Asana mentioned there's a Bach. You can look it up yourself. It's not mine. Right, the Karbon Asana says, you know, compared to Drisha, Udalo Kibach. And then he gives him a Maran Bakum for Bach Drisha. And Bach Drisha Prisha, I don't remember this. Drisha Prisha. Generally, I wrote it for that diet to say which one is called the Drisha Prisha. Right, the Drisha and the Prisha are the pair, the twin Sman. The smat, the old rosh of Mishpa, called the Torah, Drisha, Prisha, one of the kids are, you know, anyway, I don't remember which or both discuss it. That's a point. Says the Rush, I think you shoot them, but let's just say, let's see the Bach. Says the Rush, he says a little different, because what is the Adam,
am I wrong in a second?
That is the, then he quotes from Menachos, and then, yeah, he says, the Vadik, if you talk about sorry, Avalam Hiknelo B'chaviyosav, Sir Chaviyos, Lo Nisbarer Chelko, Me'olam Hilke Chavishutav, B'chol Hayayin, Vayde Chatzim, Lodam Yidhach Me'ekar, Mocher Lo HaKotosh, B'chelko Me'ekur. Okay, maybe he's not. He's not asking the question as strongly as he could, so it's a little shot of the answer. But what does he say? He says, when he sold him Eser Chavios, they're different. His Eser Chavios is not a Dover Rebur. So the Esrar from beers are concrete options. That's why Karmasasos, he really doesn't need Esrar from beers. But Shadis needs Esrar from beers. And I think what you can say, again, he's not asking the question as strong as he can. So he doesn't bring up Shorbish very advice, but this brings up smaller questions, which are easier to get out of. He brings up two cases where originally I know what.
But isn't Esrar from beers still, it's here, he hadn't specified which ones.
Okay, so I think nearly that this is his kavana. It's hard to know his kavana. He doesn't ask for menachos kopes. He asks for next to that, of course, but he doesn't ask the question as strong as he could for menachos kopes. But nearly, and this is clearly how the Bach understands. Okay, to the Bach. I think the difference is this. Houses and shvarim are not only distinct objects, but they are different objects. Each house is different from each other house. Has chesro note, be it brought in a stam. Each ox is different than every other ox. They're not interchangeable. Every ox is not interchangeable with every other ox. You guys are city dwellers. You think all oxen are interchangeable, right? If you were a farmer, you would realize that oxen are very, very far from interchangeable. Even city dwellers know that all houses are not interchangeable. Barrels of wine are interchangeable. Meaning, they're all barrels of wine of the same guy in the same vineyard in the same place. I don't mean barrels of, you know, a Scotch d'Asti and Cabernet Sauvignon. But all the barrels of wine that you have in one place in one vineyard are interchangeable. No one is machalik between them. And maybe that's the intuition of the rush. If you really mean barrels are different, what are barrels different? Maybe what he means are that Batim u'shvarim are not only distinct objects, but are distinct, non-interchangeable objects. While chavios are, again, I mean chavios from the same vineyard, they're distinct objects, but they're interchangeable objects. And maybe that's the difference. When I sell you one of my houses, but the houses are not interchangeable. Then what I mean is you're giving me one house and not the other houses. I don't know which house, but I gave you one house. You can't say, let's put all the houses together, because the houses are not interchangeable. They're each unique. They're unique items. That's why you meant not interchangeable, right? Distinct. I would even go so far as to say unique objects. Right? Houses and oxen are unique. I don't know how far to take your chicken is unique. So long, you shift the chicken in a bunch of ways, etc. But as opposed to interchangeable objects here, no some low shook of us to call. I give you 100 out of 5,000 barrels, but all the barrels are the same. That I don't mean you have a specific 100. Say you have 150. But if I give you one of my 8 oxen, each of the oxen are different. I mean, I'm giving you one ox, because each ox is really a whole of the oxen. So maybe that's what the rush means. There are two ways you can differentiate why our case, to use Tulsa's Lashon and Shukbus, would be Shukbus. This is not our case. Our case says, he says Mechan. So theoretically, it's a Chara, would be Shukbus, while the Menachos would not be Shukbus. There are two ways you can answer that question. How about according to the Ishmael, what's different about this case? Clearly, it's not that this case is shutfus. If you would have, right, said chakra, it's not that we shutfus. If you shutfus, you lose first, you lose nothing. Here, I think the difference is obvious. That over there, I said one house and one ox. What did I say over here? I said 400 zuz worth of wine. If I say 400 zuz worth of wine, that means that, apparently, according to the Yisrael, right, we need 400 zuz worth of wine, that even before we say the Mei Chamra, I'm not really giving you a certain amount of wine. If I was giving you a certain amount of wine, I would have said 20 liters of wine, or 20 barrels of wine. That's we've had other things, right? You know, whatever it was for measures in those days. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever the unit. He says, what's the difference? The difference is this. Is that in the case of Menachos, I mentioned the number of items. I mentioned one item. Then, Nasan Lo, I'm giving you a Chafetz Masoyim. I'm giving you one item. I don't know which, and I could say I'm giving you the bad item, etc. Or even better, you know, let me be a little more general. Okay. I'm giving you a Chafetz. But in Gittin, I didn't mention the number of items. I mentioned the value of items, 400 zuz. When I mentioned the value of items, what I'm really saying is that you have a shibud on all this wine even before the Yipui Koach. You have a shibud on all this wine for this amount of value, because the reason I say the value is to say you have to end up with that much money. When I say a short, you end up with one chart, it's dead. If it get a dead shark. If it's you end up with one house, it's collapsed, you get a collapsed house. Here I'm saying that 1 second. Therefore, I mean it's very fitting. He says, no, he gets an item regardless of value. But when I hear I mentioned 400 zuz, he gets that value. Regardless of which item you give him. So he just said it's very bullshit. If I say get one shirt, get one shirt, maybe it's worth nothing. Or I know it's probably worth a few pennies, but sure. Leave it to thoughts. If I say one house, get one house, maybe it's worth just a few pennies for, you know, scrap wood. But if I say stones, or but if I say you get 400 zuz of wine, you have to get 400 zuz of wine. So if some of the wine is lost or sour or whatever, you still have to get 400 zuz of wine, no matter what. But I think what he's assuming here is that I'm not giving you a chefza or a shutfus. I'm not giving you a chefza or a shutfus. I'm giving you a shibud. I'm giving you a shibud. I owe you 400 shekel worth of wine. Not a particular cheft of wine, and not just a normal wine. I have 400 shekel worth of wine. So that's basically the three deos. Am I giving you, perhaps, a specific cheft of wine? And those are both right. You can say, whatever cheft of sour, that's yours. Am I giving you a shekel, or am I giving you a shekel in the wine? If I would not have been miyabe, if I would not have specified to be miyabe, the koach. I'll just point out that what is the Yipui Koach? According to Rashi, Tosfos, and Ramban, even though the Ramban adds many things, the Yipui Koach is obvious, right? Let's just ask, what is the Yipui Koach of B1 and 2? Poshut. The Eino Mafsik. Meaning, I'm giving you a shiba that you get 400 zuz no matter what. According to the Yech Omer and the Mordechai, you can't say that. Because even if I had said I'm giving you wine, you have a shiba to 400 zuz. Even if I said, Tinulo, Samber, Shabbat, Dalam, Yod Zuz, he would never lose. He would get it no matter what. So what Yipa Koch am I giving him if I add to that and I say, I'm not just giving you a Samber, Shabbat, Dalam, Yod Zuz, I'm giving you Dalad Meyosuz Mihabra. What am I adding to that? So the Mordechai discusses that. And when he brings home, when he brings down, sorry, this Yesh Omrim, he says, second here, the Apus Kocho, Avalon Hira, here are we, He's assuming that he doesn't explain this. He's assuming that in, where was it? Nahar Panya? In Arpania, he had some wine and some money. So if he said wine, then he for sure gets a little wine. If all the wine is gone, he's in trouble. If he sends him the money, he for sure get the last money, but if all the money was gone, this way he gets from the money or from the wine, meaning what does the Yesh Omer? In the Mordechai answer, he answers that it's that there was some Yayin and some, there was some Yayin and some money, and the Yipah Koach of that, he can collect. If there's no wine, he had said chamra, if there's no wine, he can go loose. If there's no wine, he can collect the money. If there's no money, so that even if all the wine is lost, he can collect the money and vice versa. If we're going over saying he gets money, then he can pull the money, just reverse it. And when he had said money, then same would happen. And just reverse it. There are other shitas. The Rabban brings a few other shitas also, right? He doesn't explicitly fill it with the Yesh Omer, but there are other ways also to explain what the Yipa Koach. The Rabban says maybe the Yipa Koach is, or many other answers, right? He says the Rabban. He throws in, even though he said he really the Rashi. So he has an answer. He throws in, the Yipah Koach, that if he had said you just get wine, then you would have gotten the wine and had to, Rav Abdina would have gotten the wine and had to sell it. Now these Yipah Koach, the Yisomen have to do the Tircha of selling it. Right? So that the Tircha Samechira is on Geneva's ears. That's the Yipah Koach. So even if you say, then you'd have said no, you could call. Either way, you would have gotten this money. But the question is, was the term from the Chira, since I said, that means you have to get the money from the Chamra and give it to him. Don't just give him the Chamra and make him sell it. Himself. Okay, there is... I mean, basically what it's saying is that, given for just, you're right, you have to make the Yipah Koach a bit of like a trust. Since he said, Abraham Yitzhuz, the main Chamra, and he mentions Yitzhuz independently, the Chamra, because May is not Smichot, May is a preposition, which gives each noun independence, right? If you have two nouns, bismichot with possessive, one is tuffle to the other. But if I have two nouns with a preposition between them, each noun has significance. By having two significant nouns, give them a double right. Okay, but I'm still right.
The Yapa is a coco, that's a brilliant Yapa is coco.
Yes, they have to sell it. Yes, they have to sell it. Okay.
Is there anything that famous in the Rosh Brother or Rosh
It is an interesting question. I think there are still. I didn't want to get into that. Give me a second. I didn't want to get into it, but it could be there are two ways to read why he was at Menachem. Is it because he already acquired Melchefta, we don't know which, or because he acquired a Sheba to get Melchefta, but it could be a dead Fefta or a collapsed Fefta. He's 19, like Yafruit, the Mordechai thinks even Menachem got a Sheba. He's got a Sheba number denominated by Hefta, so dead Hefta is Hefta, collapsed Hefta is Hefta. While according to the Rosh and the Rashba, here he got a Hefta, the N, not a Sheba. So I think there are two ways of being close. Did you get a Hefta, we don't know which, or did you get a Sheba? But that Sheba is worded in a way that you could be paid here to the Mordechai. But I can't prove it. Okay, the truth is the Ramban also has been in a Rechus. This is all what the Yipah Koach is compared to. He also has a discussion of what's the Yipui Koach compared to giving him money. But we'll leave that for now, and I think we will go on to the next one, which is very, very fun and exciting. So let's go on to the next mission. Next mission. Misha in Mushloch the Board for Amar, Kol Hashemayas Kolo Yichum Gadle Ishto, Hare, Elu Yichum Yichum. So, guys, right?
Too bad it is. By Igash now, not 2 weeks ago,
right? When it was like, Mamish, you know, in the newspaper that day. But a guy is thrown into a boar, and he shouts out of the boar and says, whoever hears my name, write again and give it to my wife. Look for if he says his name. Otherwise, how do they know who he is? Although, the Rambam says, so some of the Farshim think, no, they recognize his voice. So either they recognize his voice, or he says his name. And Rashi says, Pirishmo Jamiro. He says who he is. Again, Rashi says he says who he is. The Rambam adds, but who she gave to him. So they don't have to recognize him, but they have to know him. What does it mean they have to know him? So one of the shots in my book is telling us the Rebbe Shabbat, of course, you've got a bunch of them. They have to recognize his voice. And that would solve the problem Rashi's coming to solve. I mean, there's a shot problem in Mishnah. How do they know who he is? So Rashi says, and obviously he told them his name. They just didn't have to write that mission. It's so obvious. Maybe the Rambam means, and they recognize his voice. That is possible, but I thought about that, but that would be a little hard to defend and other, like, consistently with the Rambam, so I'm not attracted to it. I was attracted to it, but I didn't want to say it, because the Rambam sounds like, you know, he admits Bashastakana quotes an Akbishin Makirin, so it's not clear why you would need to recognize. Said Bashastakana, you don't need to be Makir. So I don't, I would love to, but I don't think it's justified. Okay, they were asked, Balecha Shemateinu. Maybe maybe it's a shade. How do you know it's a person? Maybe it's a shade.
Why is the Gemara going down this? I'm thinking this concept that we don't worry about pitch. Was shading involved so common that we have to ask about
it? So some of them are shown in right. That's why it's only a bar. Shame them, Art. You ever see a shade on campus? You know, you ever see a shade on UCL? Even on Dr. Bani? Now, between here and you have Mordecai, you're probably... Yes, okay, correct. Okay, so you don't know. Anyway, but some of them showed up saying basically, Shalmi Taki and Boros, they're very common. That's what they all hang out. What do I know? I'm not an expert in shading. So maybe it's a shade. I'm reading it. No, they saw. Here it's clear. They didn't recognize the guy from what he looks like. They saw them. They saw him. It was like a humanoid figure. They also look like humans. No, they saw a shadow. Shadim don't have shadows. Shadim also have shadows. So what was the first one that we're thinking? So obviously, he didn't literally mean. I mean, Corey, they all knew. Shadows or not, he didn't literally shadow. Rather, something before no, they saw he had a shadow of a shadow of a dimly known. So maybe Shadim also have a shadow of a shadow. I'm reckoning Lamatan, Yonatan, the knee, or Yonatan Shida, either his son Yonatan or a shade named Yonatan taught him before he slipped the word less the who. Okay, they don't have a shadow of a shadow. No one's sure exactly what a shadow of a shadow is, by the way. Most of the questions sound like. I mean, you have that complicated tensa. But, you know, sometimes, like, you have, like, a dark shadow, and then on the border of that, you have, like, a lighter shadow. Usually, if there's two different light sources at different angles, they can see that very clearly. If there's only one light source, then only based on the one side, the other side, the picture. Okay, maybe that's what it means. Rashi sounds like, even though I don't know the science behind it, Rashi and Bozara, when he talks about the shadow, having nothing to shade him, says, if it's like the end or beginning of the day, and the length of a shadow is longer than the height of the guy, I mean, all you can shoot 5 degrees, right? Basically, if my shadow is longer than my height, the part that's more than my height is called the shadow of a shadow, and it's lighter. I'm not sure scientifically why it would be lighter. But whatever this means, I'm not sure, obviously, they knew what it means, meaning, it's not a matter of philosophy. They used the words. They knew exactly what they meant by that word, how to see it. We're just not sure exactly what they meant by the words, but whatever the words mean,
that somehow differentiates between a shade and a regular person. What does this mean? So Kedarka Bakodesh, it is the machlokis between the Meiri and all the other Rishonim. Whenever there's something that's non-rational in the Gemara, the machlokis between the Meiri and the Rishonim, the Meiri always takes a Rambamist approach and interprets all the Gemaras rationally, and the other Rishonim interpret the Gemaras more Shutam. So most of the Rishonim interpret Kipshutam means a shade, demon. You never saw a demon then. Okay, good, you're lucky. But that doesn't mean they don't exist. I hope it keeps up for you. But the Meiri says, obviously, it's also seeing demons. And it doesn't mean demons here, but it means that in pits, there are all kinds of funny shapes that become to the shadows and objects that you don't know what they are. And there can be all kinds of echoes that make sounds that you don't know exactly what they are. And you can easily think you saw a guy, you heard, kiss, you get lishti, when really you didn't. So he said, therefore, you have to be very, very careful to check that it's not just weird shapes and echoes, and that it's really a guy. And that's what it means by b'chuvah to b'chuvah. It just means, like, examine really closely. Okay, that's the Meiri, who's calling enough. It's plus shot in the Gemara. Say a shade just means figments of your imagination based on echoes. Mostly Rishonim interpret a kipshuto. In any case, halacha l'maisa, if I pass by a boar and I hear someone saying this, do I have to check for bahua to bahua? So that depends on the, what is the Rambam paskin? The Rambam, you probably are not very surprised to hear, does he bring down bahua to bahua in the Mishnah Torah? No. He doesn't bring down bavua to bavua in the Mishnah Torah whatsoever. Why not? So, says the Egros Marmanios, he says, but we should yeidu oso. Yeidu oso means you check bavua to bavua that it's not a shade. But that's a little hard to even cover because the Rambam is shaden. There is some sort of chasidus of a sora that the reason we don't see shaden nowadays is because the Rambam didn't believe in shaden. He was such a powerful posek that Menach Shemayim, as soon as he said there were no shadim, Hashem took all the shadim out. Okay, maybe that's why he's never scared.
So Rambam is back on the map, go full day, where did he go?
Yes, I think so, if I'm not mistaken. In any case, the Rambam always leaves out the shadim parts of the Gemara. The Hagos Maronis says he included it. He said, no, the Rambam said, who she ate or something. That means you check without a shade. Hard to imagine. The Rambam doesn't even shade him. Yeah, even the Mishnah Torah, like you put together all the places where it's a shade in the garden. Okay, but how does the Rambam stem with the Gemara? So the answer is he has really no problem explaining this Gemara. Because it's just the Chakira in the Maskana of the Gemara, but Dilma Tzarech. Whereas two questions, one makes a shade, maybe it's a Tzara. What's a Tzara? A Tzara, aptly named. And Sarah is the co-wife. The co-wife always hates the wife. We know, what does the Mishnah say? That there are five normally for an aguna, right before Edis Isha, or make by Eid Echad. The Mishnah evolves. Right? If an Eid Echad said, if a husband dies, we believe him because of aguna. But except for someone who hates her. So if someone hates her, then it's that we can't trust that person, so they're just trying to pull a trick. They're going to say her husband died, so they're going to be married, then the husband will come back, then she'll be in big trouble. So we can't trust them because they're biased. And the first on the list, I think, of the woman who hated her, which is, you know, very common sense, is the co-wife, right? If the two wives have to show a husband, then the odds are, I think it was a TV show recently, some Mormon guy with six wives and how they all, like, got along, hunky dory, etc. But don't believe everything you see on TV. The odds of a guy having six wives and they're all getting along are about as big as the odds of James Bond managing to get out of all the situations he's in those movies. They're too much, they hate each other. So the odd maybe it's her Tzara who's Dafka trying to mess her up. She's going to say, told me, I told you to get Leishti, so your wife gets the other wife, and she'll be married. And then the husband will show up and say, what are you talking about? I never did such a thing. And also takes it, he's like, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So how do you know it's not an enemy? The answer is, Hatana Drivish Mo, Shasta Kana, calls for no self, Pishema Kiran, that's a special Kua, Bishasa Sakana. Okay, it's not clear exactly what kind of Sakana we're talking about. It doesn't matter. The principle is, the Mokum people, right?
most Rishonim say Shasakana, the bowels and some sort of Sakana, that he's going to die or disappear before he can divorce his wife. Then we're Menkel to write a get, even if we don't know who that, but even if we don't know this guy, the guy shows up and says, I'm dying, I'm about to be executed, whatever, write a get for my wife. We don't know who he is. We write a get for his wife anyway, because better than Makom Egon. Better than Makom Egon. And we trust him. We trust in Eitzah to say that he's the Baal, even though and that's the actual Gerushin you need to be for. But the identity of the guy who serves as background to the process of Gerushin, and therefore we trust him. 1 second, B'shas HaKak. So here, since B'shas HaKak, the guy's in the pit, he's going to be gone. He's going to be gone forever. Either he'll be gone, so he'll be gone forever, or he'll die in the pit, and she's a Yavam, you know, Medina Sayam, and she'll be gone forever. And therefore, 1 second, therefore, we're willing to take his word for it. The Machlokes Rishonim, let me just point out, is this answer, B'shas HaSakana, answering question A, shade, answer before the question B, right? What are the two ways to sort of write this Gemara? One way is, right? I'm making this even more explicit than I need to. Question, maybe it's Shane. Answer, Avua Devavua. Question, Sarah. Answer is
Kim. What you can say, I need
Shade. First answer is Avua de Bavua, and that would have been fine if that was it, but then we get another question. Then we get another answer. We take the guy's word for him, we don't double check. That now answers both questions. Yeah, you don't only need Bavua de Bavua from Shas Sakana, just like we don't worry about the Sar of Shas Sakana. We don't worry about the shape of Shas Sakana. Who takes, give me a second, I'll take a question. Who takes this approach? The Rambam. If you assume Delo, Kahagos, my money is. Why would the Rambam not need to check if there's a shade? Okay, besides the fact he doesn't need to shade him, because he holds this way. Who else? The Tosos Rid and Ardath clearly interprets this way. What did the Tosos Rid say? The Tosos Rid says, give me a second, V'dilma shade hava inami tzara havas. And the answer is B'shas Sakana. He skips the Buddha Delo, right? Maybe it's a shade. We gave one answer. Then we have better answer. Maybe it's a shade or a tzara. But there's an answer. This is the Shita of the Rid. Who else did I put on the Makoros, who holds this way? Holds the other way. Okay, maybe that's it for the holds the other way. Who does everyone quote who holds the other way? Besides the Hagos Mamayos. Right? Who did they all quote earlier? Rabbeinu Chanan, all the Rabbeinu Chanan. We don't have Rabbeinu Chanan getting to me. Slide. Right. No, you mean Bavu Devavua is not a shade, and you need Shas HaSakana only. So why does Shas HaSakana not answer? How we know it's not a shade? If Shas HaSakana is it good enough to not be close to Tzara, why is it not good enough to not be close to shade? But Ran has to say, even the stinks. A little, says the Ron, but was merely referring to it, because a shade is shkiyach the boros, but tzara lo shkiyach. The tzara pulling the shtick is not so shkiyach, but a shade. Shade are big trouble because the shade are more shkiyach. Okay, nowadays, you know, see shade. A shaded shkiyach, therefore, even Shas HaSakana, we're closing for shade. You have to check the word of the Bavua. But we're not close to shade for Tzara. That's a big fish. We'll cover the Moshe Shah, would be like the Rambam and the Rit.
Very small Tzara. Why is it giving people an illusion of the moments of the pits and therefore still? So that's the Lutra reason where they have the minimal Lashon.
Meaning maybe in the last mission also, the reason we were Mekel was not only because it was Bahul, etc. Meaning we would have been more mature if it wasn't Mako either. Quite possibly. Quite possibly. Now, you'll also have to have the rice for whites. Okay, and Mako Kuda is only used by our bottom.
Two questions. One, what, I don't know if I missed it, sorry. What does Bua de Bagua mean? Shadows don't mean to put.
Does
that mean you've got two shadows?
You did miss this figure outside.
I'll come off with that one. But my second question is with Sara, why is that a problem for the husband? Because the husband, you need das to give a get. So this husband that didn't give a get, it's not a problem for him. So surely it's just a problem for the husband that tries to go marry the wife who's still married.
And it's a problem for the wife who's still married who now commits adultery. So that's exactly it. Sara wants to get the other lady in trouble. She wants to make the other wife into an adulteress, and then she'll be penalized. And then she'll get rid of her forever.
She has to get divorced.
Yes, and then she'll get rid of her forever, which was her goal in life.
If the culture for the Rama was correcting the woman's voice, so she has the lady of Shash, and it's really the story? Really?
That is a good question. Then I guess what you have to say is maybe she is. I mean, it's a tricky, I admit, it's a tricky challenge round. What they say, the Rehoshi, she can fake his voice. And then that would be, unless you say that, no, the Shade knows how to fake the voice, maybe, okay. The answer is, yeah, it would be a little dumb.
Is Sarah just committed to that with Red Sarah, or is it the representative of anybody who commits that?
What part's representative of any? Lachora,
Morton. There is no song. So common that everybody had
one. So I think Rashi already says that because it could be that the guy married another wife in Medina Sayama and we don't know. So you never know if she could. How do you ever know this note, Sarah? Even nowadays, with all our modern communication and internet, you'd be surprised how often all of a sudden someone discovers a guy has two wives that they didn't know. Right? You never know.
Any enemy.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, thank you. All right, now, what's the interesting part here? The interesting part is really Tosa and Rasa Postman. Tosa asks a very fundamental question, a steer between Gittin and Nidorim. Here we say, Koshman Kolo, Yechto Getle Ishto, or Koshman Kolo, Yechto Getle Ishti, is Amino Shlichas. Ask Tosa, but it says in Nidorim Lavo and Bay, it's got Rebuter number 100, Tarmo Trimasa Ladaito. The Gemara there says, there's a turn of Trumaso, the Gemara says, what's the case? And they end up saying that if I'm Mudur Hana'a from Sam, I can't get any Hana'a from Sam. He's allowed to take Truma. Ah, but why is he allowed to take Truma for me? After all, doing a job I give you, performing a mission for me is Hana'a. You don't have to actually give me a concrete object to give me Hana'a. If I need an errand done and you run the errand for me, that's Hana'a. So therefore, Mimanashach, if I didn't tell you to take Truma for me, you have no right to take Truma. Torah Mishayin or Shalom, it's the beginning of Shnais and Truma, is not Chal. So obviously, I did make you a Shliach to take Truma for me. Then you're fulfilling a Shlichos. Fulfilling a Shlichos is Hanah. So how is it about there? Gemara says, no problem. The Gemara says, Dike to the man, etc. If he did it on his own, then he's not a Shliach. And if you made him a Shliach, then it's Hanah. The answer is, but Omer Kol Arotzo Litrom Yavo V'Yitrom. He uses a similar lashon to us. Whoever wants to, can take truma. Whoever hears my voice should give a get. Similar to whoever wants to, should go take truma for me. And that is, sounds like that's not shlichus. So it's a stira. How come kol shemayak holy is shlichus, but kol rotzo litrum is not shlichus? Sounds like the same thing. So Tosa has two answers. First answer is, love. No, it doesn't mean that kol harotz and litrom is not shlichus. If it's not shlichus, then it wouldn't be valid truma. Of course, you need shlichus to be mafresh truma. They're both shlichus. Ella le'inyan nuder hana dav galuchos of shlichus sheyichashe bekach kemahanole. It really is shlichus. Meaning, what the first answer tells us, assuming is that kol harotz and litrom. It's the same as Kol Shemei Kodi. They're both shlichas. That's why they work for Gittin. That's why they work for that's why they work for Truma. So what did the Gemara mean there? Since he didn't command him personally. So, what is the what does Tosafot seem to say? That it's a kula in Mudrana, a shlichus that's not personal, even though shlichus is not considered hana'a, meaning if someone does something that I want someone to do, the Gemara makes an assumption here. Fulfilling a mission for me is hana'a. So Tosafot says, not every time you fulfill a mission for me, that's hana'a. When you fulfill a mission that I ask you to do specifically, that's hana'a. When you fulfill a mission that I ask anyone to do, that's not hana'a. Okay, it's a cool under hana'a. That just doing something that I want someone to do is not hana'a. It's only hana'a if I ask you specifically to do it. Okay, that's a chiddush lekula in mudra hana'a, but that's an answer.
Rebbe, what about mitzvot lavle and opening? No.
Mitzvot lavle and opening, the fact that in the end, I'm making the mitzvah of truma is not hana'a. But the fact that someone did my bidding is hana'a. Doing my bidding is like a separate angle from the fact of being having a mitzvah. Apparently, I guess the point is that even though it's a mitzvah, doing my bidding is an added value that's still hana'a. So the Torah says only doing my bidding specifically. Doing my specific bidding is hana'a. Doing my general bidding is not hana'a. Okay, it's a chiddush. What's the Torah saying? So Shem Yish Lechalik, the Hacha Lokamachal Rotsu Lechtel Kol Shomeya, Yicha Yichte Lemisha Yishmachal Lo. The answer is no. Over here, it is specific. Over here, I specifically said, call a Shomea Kol. And I don't know who Shomea Kol if I'm the one from the board, but I'm specifying a person or a few people, not anyone in the world. I didn't say anyone in the world's right again. I said the people who hear my voice are right again. And the reason I said this is because people don't hear my voice. What shaykh is there anyway? It's not practical to ask anyone who didn't hear my voice not to try to get it, but nonetheless, I said the specific people who hear my voice are ready to get that, specifying them. When I said color robes are literally over the intro world, once that's not specifying anyone. And what is supposed to say? When I specify someone, that is shlichus. When I don't specify, that's not shlichus. So, did you get the full board here?
No. Maybe
the lower level. Can you say? Lower, okay, we'll have to get into a bit of a political debate, but lower or different at some point. You realize nowadays it's no higher, lower, just different. But Tosas basically has two deos. If our Gemara is clearly shlichas, then what do you do with the Gemara in Nedarim? So he's two deos. Either that's also clearly shlichas, just it's not hanad shlichas, it's non hanad shlichas. Or, no, that's not shlichus. Because it wasn't specific, it was just general. You can't call color rotsa a pointing a shliach. Color shomei, you call pointing a shliach. So I'm talking to specific people, even if I don't know who they are. It's really no different. What if the guy in the street and I don't know because I say, could you do this for me? That's real shlichus, even though I don't know who he is. So color shomei, color is also like that. So let's put this on board. And
Rabbi Kol HaRotze is not talking to the people who hear?
No. Kol HaRotze means whoever wants to, whether you hear me or whether you just hear the rumor. You know, what is Kol HaRotze? Literally over Yitrom. I'm saying Kol HaRotze is literally over Yitrom. Someone put it on their Facebook status, their WhatsApp status. I don't know if it's Facebook status, whatever it is. Someone put it on their WhatsApp status or Instagram story. And now the whole world will come take a truer for me. That's the kind of thing that spreads viral. So what's the kasha? The kasha is one thing is abundantly clear. There's one thing that's clear. Kol hashomea holy bechuli equals shlichus. There's no two ways about that. That's our sugya. What's not clear is how to explain it. Kol HaRotze litro yavo v'yitro. So what are the two answers? One answer is that it shlichus, but not handa'a, meaning it's a chiddush bedine muder handa'a. It's a chiddush kulin muder handa'a. It's not such a crazy kula, because you know this whole thing is very iffy to start with. If I actually give you something, that's hana'ah. If I do your bidding, it's a very abstract kind of hana'ah, doing my bidding. Because again, the fact that a mitzvah is accomplished, love the heroes, right? Doing my bidding is doing my bidding hana'ah. I'm not physically concretely benefiting. It's more of an abstract benefit. So I might have said doing my bidding is not hana'ah. Takas, I'll tell us, they have better judgment than me, that doing your bidding is hana'ah. So it says, you know, maybe it depends. Sometimes doing my bidding is hana'ah, sometimes it isn't. When I have special general wishes, then it's not hana'ah for someone to do my bidding. When I ask you to do something specifically and you answer my specific request, that's more hana'ah. It's hard to say. I mean, if the guy gives me a cake, anyone could give him a cake.
I'm not supposed to be addressing
stuff. Interesting. I have to think about it. Okay, says Tosos in the second answer, at least Kobra. He says no. It's not Shlichus. I know he doesn't say these words, but many of the Acharonim assume that he means like the Ramban. The Ramban does. And the Tosos Rush here, I didn't build the Tosos Rush on the course. Tosos Rush in the parallel does. Tosos Rush says clearly. You know, what's up? Covers, he says pretty much the same thing. But he says it is not Shlichus because it's not specific. The Chiddush is called Shemei Kola is specific, right? It's not specific. Like, Kol Hashomea Koli. And what's the Chiddush here? There's no Chiddush in Dine Muder Hanaf. It's not Shlichus. It's not so. The Chiddush says not Muder Hanaf. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, and as the Ramban points out, right? Chiddush. The DNA truma to yachol litrom shel chaveiro without shlichus. And who makes this kiddush very explicit? The Tosafot Rosh does. But I think the Ramban and the Rish were, of course. The Ramban is like no bones about it. He's very, very upfront about it. Says the Ramban. Anyone wants to do what they want. I'm not telling you to do anything. I'm not appointing you anything. But anyone who knows him is just seems just what it's supposed to be. Ah, his attitude works. Well, got me true. I'm saying, Gilly Dito, I'm not having my true. You don't want to slay up. Look at these. That's that it's okay with you. You don't read a pair of Gilly Matios, Kalachito Yapos, and so you have St. Trust and Truma. The famous, maybe the infamous Kalachito Yapos. Right? If some guy goes into my field and starts taking truma for my produce, and I find the guy in the field, and I say, this is, of course, the dangers of sarcasm, is that, you know, someone might not be sure whether you're sarcastic or serious. Right? The guy says, halakim tel yachos. Ah, you should have given the better ones. So what do I mean? Do I mean that thank you for doing that. I really appreciate it. You know what? I would have even done more than this. Or do I mean, what are you stealing my produce for? Why don't you steal everything? In case the Gemara there has a litmus test. If there are yafos, then I mean it seriously. If there are no yafos, I mean it sarcastically. Okay, the point is, assuming I mean it seriously, if I say, great idea, basically, I say great idea, then it's truma. I didn't point to Mishlich. I just showed that I let him. So that proves that that's, and the proof is Kalach Eitzel, the proof is Kalach Eitzel Yafos.
To the side question, because it seems to be a second answer, which seems to imply that it's not Shlichus and it's not enough. Is there a case of that you would have not very friendly about Shlichus?
The assumption seems to be. Yeah. Everyone assumes not. I give you a cake. I'm saying just doing something for you that doesn't concretely benefit you without Shlichus is not enough.
But this does benefit you. It's not Shlichus.
No, it doesn't benefit you. That's what's not the thing I was saying.
He said, wow, he didn't say he's going in Trump's down.
That depends who you ask. That's the Ron says. So let's just review. So, who says this? The Ramban, the Ritva, the Tosfos Rosh. He's very explicit. Now,
can you say that it's like Rav and Yehuda Egan's? Everyone really wants to get this sell. And therefore, you've got Shlichus, but it's really...
Why did the Ramban reject the Ramban? Why did the Ramban reject the Ramban? The Ramban says you do need Shlichus for Truma. The Ramban rejects the Ramban and says that's ridiculous. He goes back to Tosos. Right? The Ramban goes back to Tosos, but why? Not just because he haven't the first answer. Not just Stam, he happens to like the first answer of Tosos because he thinks it's a cute answer. Because he thinks the Ramban must be wrong because there is no such kula of being able to be Torah without Shlichus. As he says, what does he say? He says, Tenhani, what is there about quoting a line of the Gemara, the Maskana of the Gemara? The Pagan only sees Kamina dying the Kalachit, so Yopos, Dav, Gadishav, Yashliach. We say it's only if you first made him Shliach. We say it doesn't mean what you think it means. The Kalachit of Tosefta Kribos. It doesn't mean what you think it means. It means he first made him a Shliach, but he didn't necessarily make him Shliach for such nice ones. And then he gave nice ones, and then he wanted to know someone he meant to Shliach. In the Shlichas, I need you to take Truman. You gave nice ones. So we don't know if that's a key of the Shlichas or a violation of the Shlichas. Maybe I didn't give such nice ones. And I say Kalkit to the office, and I mean it seriously. That's a glad no, so that the original Shlichas is to give nice ones, but it's all Shlichas. After all, it says Mefurish. But how can I, it said Mefurish. The Hachinam and Stockbridge. You love Shabbos, may have a Truman, so Truman. Ten down, ten down, Shlichas. Of course, you can't give Truman without Shlichas. How can I even stop it? Because a 10 down a 10, the Rabbah Shluchem, you need a 10 as you can do a gamma 10, your Shluchem can do it. But a 10 with a Dachem, so when you need to have Das for the Shliach. El Gom Deshav, your Shliach, et cetera. And then you just gave him nice ones, and then we're not sure if that was within the Shliach or not. So if the Balabaya says, you know, basically, why not give the nicest? Then he gave the nicest, then he really meant you didn't want to give the nicest, and it wasn't from the Shliach to speak. Really gave nice ones. They're nice ones. Says, should we give him even nicer? That shows he didn't want to be generous. And it is part of the miracle. She hurts a bit. Tosfos, etc. So the Ran. And Gittin agrees with Tosfos. Why? Because the Ravan has to be wrong. Because Kalachitel Yachos Nichlifas. After all, basically, there's a Mefurish Gemara against the Ravan. Now, how to defend the Ramban for that before Shemara? There are two basic approaches. The approach of the Achronim who knew there was another Gersa, and the Gemara, the approach of the Achronim who didn't know. All the Achronim have all kinds of cheshbonos to defend the Ramban. After all, the Ramban says, Kalachi Tzol Yachos proved you need Gili Dasha and Shlichus. But the next line of the Gemara says, you need Shlichus. So that just means something very fancy. Which is possible. The simple shot is that the Ramban just didn't have the Gersa in the Gemara. There are actually perhaps up to three Gersos in the Gemara. The Ritva there seems to mention three Gersos in the Gemara. The Gersa of Ritid, Hachinam, and Stavra. The Gersa of Bittisbara. And he said that some people have neither Gersa. I assume I knew the Gersa means they just leave out these few lines. Right? That's what the Ritva says. In Bava Metzia, the two main Gersos. That the Gra and other Yesh, Nuskosh, Yagursa, Batispara, etc. He has two different versions of Batispara. He has a Batispara that means Hakanam Bastabra, but later on he has a Batispara, Yesh, Gursa, Hakanam Bastabra. And then he says, Nusra Dukani, Logosri, Garsi, Loha, Viloha. And the Viduyak Gursos don't have beef. Okay. Now, he says everyone believes they're Shlichus anyway. I'm not saying they just read down themselves. So basically, if the Ramban says Kalachit to the office works and doesn't mention anything about the next line in the Gemara, it seems pretty obvious that he just didn't have that other line in the Gemara. It could be he had one Gemara, but a whole two-page cheshbon in his head, not two-page, 20-line cheshbon in his head. Why? That didn't prove anything. But it's more likely he just didn't have the Gersa. So it could just be totally on the Gersa. Could be. Meaning,
but then you're assuming that the Ran from the same base measure didn't know that. What? He's disagreeing with the Rambam frontally. Ramban, I meant to say. He's disagreeing with the Ramban frontally instead of even raising that possibility. It's the same base measure, the same svar, same kisvei.
I mean, the Ritva is the same base measure, and the Ritva is smart. Same reason he didn't know Gersa the Ritva had. He didn't know Gersa the Ramban had. So your Hasha is no bigger than the pre-existing Hasha. All I'm saying is that there is this Gemara, the central Gemara seems to be Kalachitul Yapos. What with Kalachitul Yapos? It's Machlokas Abayi Rabbi Gir Shlomi Das. Right? Does, what is Gir Shlomi Das? When I find out I'm a Siyash, does that mean I did Siyash all along? Meaning, does a later realization make retroactive Das? Does Gili Das go retroactive? So Kalachitul Yapos sounds like a Gili Das goes retroactive. Kalachitul Yapos, I admit, very complex, so I'm not getting into it. We're not going to all the Truma Sugis per se. We're just going to try and like deal with them on a basic level. But just what's going on in the Sugya? Kalach Eitzel Yafos. Kalach Eitzel Yafos. What does it sound like? Sounds like that all you need, Gilui Da'as, is enough, even Lemafreya. That works for Rava holds Yehosh Lomi Das Shmei Yehosh, that later Yehosh counts as Yehosh. Again, what does Yehosh Lomi Das mean? Right now, I don't know I lost it, so I don't know. But if I went and find out I lost it, I'm Yehosh, so this is what I'm wrong, and if I would know I lost it, then Yehosh. When I find out I think something, so all along, we assume that's what I thought, potential. The potential retroactive thought count. So here we see that Yehosh Lomi Das works at Yehosh Lomi Das. That's Kasha Abayim. So Abayi says Yehosh Lomi Das is Lashmei Yehosh, right? So it's Kasha LaAbaye. I'm giving you a half of the Gemara. It's not because of Gilui Das, because the Lomafre. It's Shlomi Das, right? So what does Abayi answer? Says Abaye is Motim B'Da'asol Shliach. Why? Not because Gilui Das was not enough. Because Lama Freya was not enough. So he has to throw in Shlichas to avoid Gilui Das Lama Freya. Now, do we know anything about whether Gilui Das is enough or not? No, we just know that Abayi doesn't like the Lama Freya. Now comes three Gersas. One Gersa is, with the Eidos of, which is not a mainstream Gersa. I never heard of anyone having this Gersa, but they're called the Nosi Yukani. One Gersa is, nothing further. In which case, what would our maskana l'chora be? Our maskana would be Gilui Das is good enough, meaning Abaye needs to be mokim dasom shliach. Rava, who holds the Gilui Das to my friend, Yish Lomi Das have Yish doesn't need to be mokim dasom shliach. Sounds like you don't shliach us, just need Das b'shaita. Right? So if we say nothing further, then the mashmos is that lefti rava sagi kalach eitzel yafos, because Gilui Das is enough. I know I'm going in. Okay. If you have nothing for it, Abaye needed to bring in shlichus, not because you need shlichus, but because you can't have it afterwards, going beforehand. You can't have Shlomi Das. You can't have potential Gilui Das. You need actual Gilui Das. Okay, the second Gersa is the Tisbara, like in the end of the meaning question on Abaye. There's a question on Abaye. What's the question on Abaye? You said he made a Mashliach. If he made a Mashliach, then what's the Havamina should be good? He made a Mashliach. Right? The question on Abaye that if he's mokim the shlichos, why do you need kalach eitzel yachos? And then the answer is because it's not shliach. You don't know if you want to give something so yach, etc. But the mashmos is the same as above. That's all within Abaye, but Rava would not be mokim shlichos. Why? Because Gilui Das is enough. And the only reason why he's not going to shlichus is because he needed Gilui Das b'shaito, not Gilui Das b'shaito. However, our printed Girsa, which the Ran here quotes, is Hachinami Mistabra. What does Hachinami Mistabra mean? You were woken. What is it for Hachinami Mistabra doing in Shas? Right? Hachinami Mistabra means you made an Okimta to answer a Kasha on your Shita for your personal reasons. Hachinami Mistabra, really, even without your personal reasons in your Kasha and your Shita, we have to make this Okimta for an objective universal reason. So what do we say? Family of Bayit, you ask me to go to Shlichas. Even Rav has to go to Shlichas. Everyone in the world has to go to Shlichas. But you're talking about Mistabra. Hachi Nami Mistabra. And then, Hachi Nami Mistabra, what? That you, everyone has to be Mokin. You're not so Shlichas. Why? Because it's an Atem Gamatem, Atem Ladaf Kadashlokan. Because you need Shlichas Kadash for Truma. Because, at least it's the Pshat, you need Shlichas Nidas for Hafroshas Truma. Now, in which case the Mashmos is that Givli Das. Is not enough for a Frosh's Truma. You need Shlichus Mash. So our printed Gemara is a Hachinami Mistabra. I didn't make a list myself. I never even showed what they had. Right, if you notice the broad claims, the Rambam had the Tisbara. I'm thinking Rambam had the Tisbara, or that other less common Gersa of Stephen Tani, but must. You don't need any. It's in the book.
If we paskin like a bayi, right? Yalkabyam, so why go into the whole keshba? Say simply, you need a shaliach.
Yes, but we paskin like a bayi, you need a shaliach because it's not good enough to have a really das afterwards. But he might be modest enough to have a really das beforehand. You only need a shaliach because if the other option is gili das afterwards, if the other option is gili das beforehand, he wouldn't say you need a shliach. The only thing you need a shliach is afterwards, not good. But the deal is gili das beforehand would be good enough. Right? Because, and even Abaye would suffice with gili das beforehand. Right? Abaye's problem is only Yadish Shlomi Das. You can't have the Yadish afterward and say it was potentially there all along. But if you had the Gili Das beforehand, let's say he said the equivalent Kalkin to the Yachos. He said, John is in my field. If only he would take some good fruits and make them Truma. Then that would be good enough beforehand. Just, it doesn't work Shlomi Das. You can't say afterwards, it was always in his mind potential. That's the deal. Now, basically, what happens is, how to defend the Ramban against the Ran? It's a whole different question of how to defend the Ramban, who actually passes you don't sleep, plus even though he passes like a bayi, which doesn't make sense just because of the Shlomo Midas timings. Okay, we'll get that in a second. But here, let's just deal with the Gemara what's the Ran's Raya? The Ran's Raya is, right, is Maskanas HaGemara in Eilu Metzios. Right, that's above Bava Metzia, whatever the two, that's the base. Right, Maskanas HaGemara in Bava Metzia. Right, this is like, right, if I might be the only one, when you get into a bind brother, and usually Dasa brings up nostalgic memories of elementary school, sixth grade, right? Yeah. nostalgic memories of yes. Once upon a time, I knew this whole Gemara Baal Peh in a Kafis. $20 if you want a Kafis. Who could memorize the most lot of ailments to start? Adjusted only for inflation or also for becoming more spoiled? There's inflation, the economic inflation, and inflation expectations. Anyway, it's Irish. What? They gave cash. I don't know if I would have done it this far.
It wasn't such a yeshiva shakul. I'm sure I would have done it for smart. Took me a long time. Okay, my turn. They knew what they were doing. Okay.
How much did you remember that?
It's a good investment. No, then it's a little bit shalom. Okay. Maskana Sagamar Sita, which is that there's no truma without shlichus. No truma without shlichus. How does Ramban? Why are the Ramban pulled to help me without maskana? To me, it's obvious that he just didn't have that maskana. He either had nothing or he had the tisbara. He didn't have that maskana that you need shlichus. The only reason I need shlichus to get a Yerushalayim Das is because the Gilui Das was too late. You don't need shlichus, the Gilui Das is early. So Pashtus, what is the Ramban going to say? Either he had Yerushalayim one or two, or the Achronim want to say is no. Maybe he had Yerushalayim three, but he interpreted Yerushalayim three a little mechudish, that it doesn't mean hachinam misabrin in shlichus, means hachinam misabrin in das beforehand in kuliyam, especially to your discussion, in kuliy das beforehand. Which is, but all the Achronim go, because they don't know about the different yourselves. To me, I think it's much more likely he just didn't have that girsa. Give me a second. Or say the Achronim that no, he had a Piresh Bemaskana 3. Let me just get a better structure. Right? Piresh Bemaskana 3. Lo Deba'im Shlichos Ella Deba'inan Ta'as. Or even Gilui Das, because it says Mashulchem Ledaf Matem Ledafkem Shulchem Ledafkem. They say don't focus on the Shlichos, focus on the Das. The Inon Gilui Das Bishas Hafrasha. Even though Rava says Yesh Lomi Das is Shmei Yehush, and normally you have Das later, and we'll assume it's potentially there all along. But you might be that Das Bishas. Okay, but I think it's much more likely the other yourselves. The other yourself. What?
Tosos has a game, has a good set of jobs, so that's the second answer.
Probably, yeah. Or, unless Tosos' second answer didn't exactly mean the Rambam. But, okay, we'll get to the second. Now, I just want to point out, so the Rambam, there's another option. Because the Rambam paskins, El Shumas Perdal and Ochim Gimel, he just paskins Kalachin Zulyafos, he's good to almost leave us. That heals like a bayou. Or to all three or so, somebody has to go to Shlichus. This is only Das Lash from Yage. You're the nice Shaito. Can't be the best. So, many of these answer the Tosos. I'll answer the Ramah, sorry. The Bruce says he must have the Gears with Tisman. But that doesn't totally help, the Bruce says, because he knows like a Bayi. So, what you have to say is that the Ramah understood that maybe it's more later on, maybe it's more institution out in days. Says for offer pale caliphates of Yahoo's whole true Babaji mitzvah, caliphates of Yahoo's only work by true mitzvah, and people want mitzvahs to be done. Maybe the Rambam understood that the Martin Kedushin disagreed with the Martin Babitzia and held that even if we're talking, caliphates of Yahoo's is good enough, and you know, each one of us basically like we just don't paskin like this whole Gemara, which is not. And we just don't pop them like this whole Gemara. So, or you can say, like the Kesef Mishnah, the Gross Sefer for the Rambam, or Savar Kirambam, the Kesef Mishnah, and the Gross, that's the Pershi. What does the Rambam say for the other Mishnah? The Gross. Forget about the Gross in this Gemara. The Kesef Mishnah says he could have either the Tisbara or the Hachinam and Savar. We just don't pass like this whole Gemara, Nainla by Shane. We don't even paskin like this part of the part. Forget about what the Gers is now. We don't even paskin like this, right? Which is Lo Kaimalon Pasugya. So if Lal Ella hit Sugyat Kidushin,
Dafnun Beis. Upshat HaTosefta. The Pshat HaTosefta is you don't need Neder Shlichus, just Kalachitzel Yafos. Ah, so it's when you pass like Pshat HaTosefta against the way the Bavli wrote in the Tosefta. That's like being before. But yeah, it's perfect. The Askin, the way the Gemara is spoken, the Tosefta, the Mishnah. Not like you think it means. Adam Barkidushin. The Rambam might assume is interpreting the Tosefta Kapshuta, the Tosefta Pshapasha Kapshuta, and therefore, it's not possible. Okay, Kitzer, the Ran is based on the Pshat and the Tosefta Kalkitz Yachos. The Ran says, don't give me Pshat and Tosefta. The Bavli is mocking the Tosefta, Bishlichos, Bakuliam, Bahachanami, Mistabra, Bikaron. And the Ran either says, I don't have that Girsa. It was only Moki according to Abaye because the Gili Das was too late, but a Gili Das on time is fine. Or I have that Girsa, but I reinterpret it. It doesn't mean you need Shlichos, you know, sound like. It just means you need an early Gili Das. Where he says, for me, this whole Gemara, I'm holding it up. Okay, now, let us just tackle this Hakira straight on. What's the Hakira? Do you need Shlichos Pitorin, or do you need, just Gili Das, just Rishos Bailun, let's say, to Pitorin? Right, that's what I'm talking about. Do you need who discussed this Hakira? I was very mitlabig, but I put it in the chorus because it's a behemoth. It's this great, just for geschmack. In Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Orbach, he has a sefer Madani Eretz on Shvius. I think eventually there were more. The first Madani Eretz was Shvius. In the back, he has something which is not about Shvius called Kuntras Nachrushim Eisura. And I'll read you the Maisa. It's about a Maisa. But Dvar Hamsas Rav, it's a 32-page contrast. Dvar Hamsas, although really only 14 pages are relevant to this text. Dvar Hamsas Rav Gadol Echel is talking Kol Piras Eretz Yisrael Yisr Tevel. There was a rabbi, and give him the name, Rav David Baharan Shlita. I maybe not Shlita anymore. I don't know who Rav David Baharan is. He was a tzaddik nister until the publication of Madani Eretz on Shvius. So David Baharan decided, I don't know if it's connected to the Baharan from like the famous Olana, maybe. I mean, so it's a big Rabbanish family. What did he do? He wanted to save all the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael from Tevel. So what did he do? He said, you know, people aren't as careful as they should be. I was saying, the Charedis is very careful. The Hamon Am is not as careful as they should be. And he said, you know what? It's like eating the Bittles Trefos. Eating Tevel is like eating pig. Okay, Yesh Lion, based on what we did in Elosman a little, is the rice from Zion, but it's pretty bad. You know, and if it's not like eating pig, then it's like eating chicken cooked in milk. Right? So what does he do? He says, he found the Takana. Every morning he gets up and he says, look, you know how business works. Anyone ever run a makolet or a grocery or anything? You buy wholesale, you sell retail, right? If you buy 100 tons wholesale for $1 a kilo, sell it for $2 a kilo, you don't make $200 or whatever it is, right? You will write a certain percentage, right? There'll be this much loss to theft and this much loss to spoilage and this much loss to et cetera. And you know, when it comes to things that are hiding true to maestros, you know, when it comes to Oreo cookies, I don't know if you write off any percentage to spoilage. You know, the Oreo cookies will last longer probably than any moment. There's no Pyrrhus. Yes. But Pyrrhus and Yirokos, they spoil. It says, everyone knows that more than 1% of all Pyrrhus and Yirokos spoil. And you end up throwing in the garbage. Don't push it. Okay, granted that. Says, what is he? He gets up every morning and he says, all the Pyrrhus v'Yirokos that are going to be sold to the consumer of the Tivlam without a fresh and true Mr. Mike Thrills, I am now, I am taking the one, math people call it one plus epsilon, 1.1% that will spoil in the end. And I'm saying that 0.1%, the north side of it, is Truma. The 1%, the other 1% that is spoiled, together with another 9% in the north of the payrolls, is Meiser Rishon. And that 1% is Trumas Meiser. Another 9% to the south side of the payrolls are Meiser Ami or Meiser Sheni, depending on what year it is. And if they're Meiser Sheni, I'm going to call all the Meiser Sheni onto this Pruta for all the payrolls in Eretz Israel. He's now saved everyone from Tevel. Why? Because someone might end up eating the Meiser Ani, but once the Meiser Ani was Mufresh, you're allowed to eat it. Because now it's Mutter to eat, it's just Momen Aniyim, but you're holding it, and most of the Raya, they have to prove that they weren't Mafresh in the original farm, they can't, so it's yours. Meiser Rishon, once they're Mafresh, you're allowed, anyone's allowed to eat it. If you weren't Mafresh in a Tevel, once you're Mafresh in it, it's just you hold the money to the Levi. But the Levi can't prove which ones were already Mufresh, which ones were, and most of the Raya, you can eat it. What are the only two parts Meiser Shein you can eat after Pidyon? What are the only two things you can eat true and true as Meiser? That's the 1.1% that spoils. And no one's going to eat it anyway. Amazing. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman. Then, and he brings the exact nusach that this Rav David Baran said. Says that I wrote this 32-page huntress to figure out if it works or doesn't work. And there are many, many sugyas. One of the sugyas is Breira. So he's saying, what spoils later will be true as Meiser now. It's retroactive clarification, okay. Lots of sugyas. Lamaisa, if you want to know what he says in the end of this whole contras. Sof davar nirlam yisdaiti shema ayin heite v'chol advarim shekasadu and kundra seh yira shekashem og lismo chalakrash azul afilu shasachak. Even if you're stuck, you shouldn't be so much on this. There's too many halachas vehicles. But he thinks that he has a few tweaks that he wants to make where he can be somech on it. Okay, that's it. L'chachili, thanks for sure not. Okay. That's, do you want to read it? Good Shabbos reading. I don't know how many Shabbos. But what's the first issue he deals with? The first issue he deals with is that. So he starts with the Ramban. I mean, he doesn't start. The Ramban and the 2 days of Tosas, getting that Samach Bob and the Yerushalmi and the Devar. This is his whole first third of the Tantras. Do you need Shlichus? Do you not? If all you need is Das Bailam, then Rishus from the Bailam, maybe it's is that the Bailam give Rishus because wouldn't everyone not want to do Averis for no reason? But you need Shlichus. No one's going to say it's under he made you Shlichus. That's ridiculous. Right? So he goes through this exact Machlokas. He goes through this whole Sugya. In the end, he even wants to say maybe the Machlokas we've shown was really Machlokas Bailam. Okay, let's go through this Chakira with him a little. Right? Do you need shlichus, or do you just need giloy das? I'm going to need the board. Sorry. Do you need shlichus, or do you just need giloy das?
Israel's before, right?
What?
Israel's like it's referring before he gives it to Israel.
No, but it means it's very hot. Why you may not get to name a shlich beforehand?
It's beforehand.
Then why does he think it's talent? Maybe we should have that a bit about that comment.
It's the same as when we say to his brother, like he's talking about, he addressed this friend before.
Yes. No, even when he says, local was so shlich, he addressed it. From here, he addressed it.
Okay.
The question is, I have to agree. Okay, so let us put this on the board, Rabosa. Okay, let's put this on the board quickly. Because I think we can do it. Even if they've been battled in partial parts first, rather, you can definitely don't really argue. So, here is Haproshas Truma Al Yedei Acher, right? It's not the Bible. Obviously, the Bible can, right? Didn't you say you need Shlichus? Or do you say no? You just need Yiloy Da'as / Rishus of the Bible. What is the Nafkamina? Nafkamina, not necessarily a practical Nafkamina, but number one might be Nidarm, the Hesper of Nidarm Daslam at Vavam Beis. Why is that? So here you would say, if you need Shlichos, you would have to say, like the Ran and the first answer in Tosfos, that it's Shlichos, but Akula in Mudar Hana'a. Here you would say, like Rabban and the Ritva and the Tosfos Rush. Tosfos, second answer, permits. He doesn't explicitly say not Shlichos. Shlichos, he just leaned that way. That is not Shlichos. The Ran and the Dar brings another great Nafkamina. What if you had said, what does the Ran bring up there? I'm not yet ready to ask this. What if you had said, if someone says, they don't say, Kol Shemek Holy Yitrom, they don't say Kol Rosa Yavu Yitrom. What do they say? Kol Hatorim Eino Mafsid. Whoever takes truma won't lose, right? Like what you say to a guy in Shabbos to put out a fire when you don't want him to be acting on your behalf. Ah, you won't lose if you, you know what? Whoever puts out the fire will not end up with less money than they have. Okay, Nina, I'll give you a tip if you put out the fire, but you didn't say anything, so it's naturally just the clock. What would the Ramban say? It's burr to me. The Ramban would say that that's fine. If I say Kol HaTorim Eino Mafsid, what I mean is I'm encouraging people to be Torim without saying the word. But I obviously have people to ask that I want them to be Torim, right? So you're lending us deity that Truma. So Truma, that it would work. But what does the Ran say? Lishitai. I know the Ran doesn't say exactly the same thing in terms of get that. But he's definitely Lishitai saying Lishitai. That's what the Ran say. No, no, no. You need to say either Kol HaShamei Koli Yitrom or Kol HaRotzei Yitrom. No. Just say Kol HaTorim Mafsid, that's what it means. That's a chlutz. You need Shlichos. Then the Ran in the Darim. No. Ain't Truma, so Truma. Because even though you're Giloy Das, but you don't have Shlichos. I specifically said, I'm not asking anyone to be my Shliach. I just want them to do it. That's not good enough. That's a great Nafkamina. What is Another nafkamina might be, how about halachal maisa, halachitzo yafos, right? Halachitzo yafos, without minoi shlichos beforehand. So what is exactly the Ran saying? The Ran says, nope, doesn't work. Ain't truma so truma. Right? That's exactly what the Ran's saying. Ain truma so truma. On the other hand, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says truma so truma. Now, there are other ways of interpreting the Rambam. I'm just going to pshat. He says, which Rosh Hashanah gives many reasons why he likes pshat of the Rambam here against what some are saying. He says, what did the Rambam? And the Rambam say, the Torah, the pshat of the Rambam. Truma, so truma. The only difference is that the Rambam says afilu lefi abaye, and the Ramban is lechora saying rakli v'das rab. Okay, I'm at the Ramban is saying at least if you're recalling your shulmi das, if you're looking so many shulmi das, then it's good enough to call into yafu. The Ramban is saying you don't like your shulmi das. He rejects this more legamer. That's a great nafkamina. What's another nafkamina? The very clever nafkamina in the Yerushalmi. What does the Yerushalmi say? The Yerushalmi says, tarnishing no shalom doesn't work. That's the mission truth. It says, does that mean it doesn't work if it's not yours, or then it has to be yours? Right? Classic Gemara question. What's an nafkamina? How about Hefker? Can I take truma from Hefker? If it has to be mine, it's not mine. If it just has to not be someone else's, then it's not someone else's. And that's an Ibaya, the law of Yishud on the Yerushalmi. Also, Ibaya is the Yerushalmi or the law of Yishud. Attempt the term of Shemesh Shalom. Not done, the term of Shemesh Shalom. The term of Shemesh Shalom. Is the problem that you can't be turned if it's not yours, that you can't be turned your friends? is how much truma may have here. Truma me payros hefker. You say you need shmichas, then pull it because you need bites. Right? Why do you need shlichas? Only the bite them to do it. Right? So this is an ibaya in the Rishali. If you need shlichas, then you would say that's because you need bites or bites. And then ain't no truma. But if you say you don't need shlichas, you just need permission to buy them, what does that mean? You need to buy them to not object. You need no one to object. You just need no objection. This is a very fundamental thing. We'll come back to that. And therefore, truma so truma. And that's the buy kloy shita and yirushami. Another great nafkamina that we have here is
the number your pint.
No. Everyone agrees that shlichus gives you the right to do what the bialim should do for one reason or another. Okay. The 2 days in the Tosos Rush, my correspondence reads the Tosos here in Bav Metzia about the Ben Levi. What happens? A guy says to a lady, you have a quarter of Meister by me. You have a quarter of Meister by me, but he didn't actually do a Meister Kenyan. Right? So the lady can now make that Trumas Meister. I say, you have a quarter of, you have a ton, literally, of Meister by me. I have a ton of Meister in my house. It's yours. The lady can then go, and if he has 9 other tons of Meister, he can say the ton in Bednarsh's house is Trumas Meister, and then he'll be able to. What gives him the right? Make it to a spicer. He didn't do the best king out of it. Won't it? So, how about Lama Ben Levi Gachol Litrom Meiser? Shelo Nitan Lo Adayim. I didn't give him the Meiser yet. What gives him the right to take to make a Trumas Meiser? Right? So there's 2 days in the Tosas Rush. I mean, all the Achronim say 2 days in Shutu Mabet since they didn't have Tosas Rush separately. They just get to shape Rush. But we have a Tosas Rush. Kosad Ma'ra, Afish Lothrom, and Ling Mishim Lo'eba, Agma Kibir Levia, the Chosh Gila Bali Yad, Gila Ligit, and he calls Ma'ra, that's his rep. First answer is, he was Kona without a Maisa Kinyan. There's a rule, like Kibir Kona Levia, if you have a regular Kona Levia, they're Kona without a Maisa. So what's the first answer? If you assume, notice here we're getting like a little deeper, you need bites. Then what would you say? You have to say, Tosos Rush. Answer one, that there is a Kenyan. Right? Or the Levi was Kona.
How?
Through the Kenyan of Makire Kahuna, there's a rule that Makire Kahuna are Kona. If now Kona, if you're a Kona, I always give you my truma or a lady, and I always give you my miser, then it's automatically yours. Okay, why? There may be different opinions. Some people say it's only a little bit of Ziyaj, and once you shave it, it'll be you left. Some people say it's like a ton of muetas. Okay, but what's the Tosfos Rosh's second answer? His second answer is very revelatory. Now, Lugara means also Rishos, not Rishos, not material for Shalom. Is he Rishos? Is there a mean of Shalichos? I just said you have with me. He says, it's the Sinas Rishos. There's no Minor Shlichos here. I didn't tell you anything about being Torah. Where's the Minor Shlichos? All I said is, you can have this Meister. Where did I tell you to be Torah? The answer is still mine. It belongs to the Bailam, but the Bailam don't want and let him. So it's good. Enough. What am I up to now? 5? Great. The other thing is Tosefta and Trumas. Right? Hey, Akronra. What is it? Tosefta and Truma. Say there's a machlokas from the Chacham. Say machlokas in the Mishnah. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda says, I've mentioned this once or twice, that a Chacham at least may own the Dardim Ketibro Truma. And the Chacham say that he can't. So what's from Rabbi Yehuda say with Tosefta? He says, I didn't put the Tosefta here because I think we had in your Shas. What does it say? Sorry. And the Tosefta, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Katan Shemichu Aviv B'Meishah. The father leaves him with the vegetables. Torah the Aviv not clear what the next word is. Ma'asher, Machzik, Medaber, Al Yado, Sos, Trumasa, Truma. Amru, no. Your Yehuda says, ah, the Chatan can take a Truma as long as the father wants. And then come say, no, Chatan can take off Truma. It's really the father taking off Truma later. But Yehuda thinks the couple took off Truma. So they're going to be asked, hey, now you're doing things a cut of the Torah, it's going to stop the cut of the produce. The cut of the Shliach. Lama Katan Torah Heros Aviv Lefi Rabbi Yehuda. That means Rabbi Yehuda says the cut is old enough to be Truma, because Truma is like a neder, it's almost a neder. But how can he be Torah's father? So the answer is, according to the Ramban, it's fine. Because you don't need shlichus. If you don't need shlichus, why can't the cousin do it? What is the Ron going to have to answer if you need shlichus? Tell me what daf I should look for Tosos that will help you answer this. Tal and Bays. You have to only Tosos and Tal and Bays. You can't be shlichus for anything you do itself. Right? Tarech Latarit. Unless, you know what? There may be other answers out there. I don't know. This is what I thought. The Katan Yachol Leo Shliach. The davar sheyachol lasos laatzmo. Anything he can do, he can be a shliach for. So basically, you have to answer this to sefta. You need a chiddush to answer this sefta. Right? Where shliach is the katan? Let's just have the katan shlifas tosos. After that, it's no problem whatsoever. But Shlomo Zalman Orbach brings up a few other nafkaminas. Great nafkamin. He says in industrial kashrus, who takes off trumas of maestros in industrial kashrus nowadays in Israel? The Mashkiach, not the Bible. Okay, then. The Mashkiach tells the Bible, please authorize me to take over the Mashkiach for you. Or maybe they authorize anyone from the Rabbanot, whatever. Sure, when they sign their captain, they're on the list. They say, oh, the Rabbanot to the Bible. Does the Rabbanot have different policies if the Baal Bais is the Jew or a guy? What if the Baal Bais is the guy? What if the storm is a guy? So he says, a Rav asked him, how can the Rabbanot take off Trumas or Maestros? The Baal Bais is a guy. There's no shlichus for a Jew for a guy. Ma'atem negris, absolutely negris. You can't be shlichus for a guy. So how does the Trumas Maestros work? And there's only gives one answer. It says, the answer must be like the Rabban. What the Ron? I mean, it's not a clash of the Ron. Oh, what they did, what they're going to do, you know. 650 years later, in the Venus Yisrael, the clash on you, how can you respond if you want? At least, I turned to a minute old on. Maybe there's another answer someplace. I have no idea. Who knows? Maybe the Rabban has power to make Hefker, Bez, and Hefker, and take away all the produce from the guy and give it to the Rabbi. I have no idea. But it's a good clash, no? So he writes here that...
What are you going to a bar that's owned by a guy?
No, a supermarket. I'm not told it owned by a guy.
But basically everything came through to me.
Okay. So he could say that it's very uncommon because the mashkiach is usually mafresh at the distributor, not at the retailer. And the distributors are all Jewish. And the farms are. Meaning, if the farm is guyish, you'd be potter anyway, so it wouldn't be a problem. Right? So the farms are all Jewish, and the distributors are Jewish, so maybe that's the answer. Oh, what about the Mahadrin Hashgachos that take off Trumas of Yisroel's at the store if it doesn't come with the Mahadrin Tuga? Maybe the Mahadrin Hashgachos won't be Hashgachos Tugayish on the supermarket. Maybe. Okay, you're right. So maybe the answer. So let's just say it this way. Matzah Nafkamina, said Rishlomo Zalman. These are in the reports. These are from Rishlomo Zalman. He says... Can a Jew take Truma for a goy? Says for Shlomo Zalman, according to the Rabban, yes. Because you don't need shlichos. According to the Rabban, no, there's no shlichos for a Jew, for a goy, for a Jew, or for a Jew, for a goy. Okay, so maybe the Nafkamin is right. According to the Ran, the Mashkiach can't take off Trumas or Maestros if the store is owned by a goy. But that's okay, because the Rabbanon generally takes off Trumas Maestros from the farmer or the distributor, and all the farmers are Jewish, so they're goyish farmers. At least in most cases, we put off Trumas Maestros. Okay? Although, it's... Or let's say the farmer slash factory distributor. If it was a goyish farmer slash factory, that's right. And so they typically choose farmer slash factory. Little distributors are Jews. Even though that's a posh, I think you're old.
Didn't the Chinese buy tshuva? Now, the truth is, tshuva is no longer the distributor of all the produce to Israel. They are only the owner of the distribution market. But it gets complicated because there's no guy named Schwartz or Goldberg who owns the distributor, right? And there's stock, and there's whatever, you know, it's a publicly traded corporation. So who does it? You know, how do you know who owns it? It's not so pushy. Of course, there are much safer ground here. It's not so pushy. He mentioned another thing also, which is that if you...
The kibbutzim still owned 20% of Tenuva.
Okay, fine. If you... what does that mean? Luckily, I'm not going to say that.
That's already controlled. That's
if you need Bibles to do something... Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, let's say you need Bibles to do Hekdesh, for example. If Gil Truma is very similar to Hekdesh, I can't be Makdesh something that's not mine. I can't even Makdesh something that is mine if it's Eino Bershuso. Gazel Glenn or Siyashu Abaylim, someone steals from me, even before Yeish. I can't be Makdesh it, because it's not Bershusi, found my possession. Isuri Hanam, Bechora, almost everyone agrees I can't be Makdesh, because even if Gil, it's mine. I've looked at Ron and Rashba 2 weeks ago in the Daf Yomi, even though it's mine, it's not Bershusi. So he says, can I take Trumas or Maestros? There's no Zalman from something that's not Bershusi. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman wants to say another Nachmina. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, how about Truma B'Teros Shelly Shepena Bershusi? I can't sell them, I can't be Maktish them, I can't B'Chalo B'Pol them, I can't. So I take Truma for them. So he said, if you assume that you need all bylaws, then he thinks you can't be Truma. Such as Gezel or Isuri Hana. But if you just need no objection of the Bailam, then I can be Tori. If you notice what Rishon Zalman did here is he made this hakir not just hakir about Shlitos. It's more hakir about after me. Sorry. It's more of a hakir. I appreciate the dedication. It's a hakir about what you need in order to teach the Torah. If you need to be the Bailam, then it's the Bailam or the Shliach HaBailam. If you just need to not be interfering and trampling on someone's rights, then it's one of the Bailam doesn't object to. That's what Rosh Shlomo Zalman sort of added in some of these Nachminas, that what are we going to say? Let's make it one level deeper. I just want to make it one level deeper for a second, right? To deepen it. What I mean to say is, do you need Shlichos? Why? Because only Bailim can be Torah. Or do you just need Rishos Bailim / Giloy Da'as? Why? Because anyone can be Torah. Torah as long as the Bailim don't object. And where do we have a model, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, of I can do something? The question that what's deeper than that, what's underlying that, is what's the model of Truma? Is the model of Truma is the Truma is like Hekdesh. It's like Hekdesh. I am being Makdesh or like Hekdesh, but how not? Of course, only the Bailam can do it. Who ever heard of a non-Bailam doing? Someone can be Makdesh. I can be Makdesh my own things if I don't. I can be Makdesh my own things without Rishusi, right?
But the Bailam may be different.
What?
Or you say, no, Truma is like, you know, there's a rule, ain't of Ulcer, Dover, Shain, or Salo. I can't make an Isser on something that's not mine against the will of the Bible. I can ask for something Hefner. I can ask something that's mine if it's not Shusi. I need full control. I can ask something that's yours if you don't mind. But the more I ask, how are all the Asheros in Eretz Yisrael when the Moshe said you're about to enter Eretz Yisrael? All the Asheros are Asher Bana. Why? They belong to the Jews and the Canaanim worship them in Eno and also Dabashin Shalom. Says no. When the Jews worshiped the Egel and said Elo and said Elo Elohef Yisrael and wanted to have many, many idols because they said in Lashon Rabbi, not sure otherwise. Okay. Anyway, that the Drosseth and Ibrahim, the lowest Harbi Ibrahim, then they showed that they really want everyone to worship a lot of idols, so therefore they don't mind the Canaanim worshiping the Asheros, and therefore they were blasphemed. They didn't make the Canaanim shluchim, they didn't give the Canaanim bibles. Just whenever the owner doesn't mind, you can ask for something he doesn't mind. You can ask for something, please, people who doesn't mind. That is where Shlomo Zalman says is the metal. The co-chairman says that this way the co-chairman analyzes it. These are the two models. Right? This is already the analysis of the co-chairman, which many follow. It's not my analysis. Is like, sir. Ain Adam Oser Dover She'ino Shalom. But if the Bible doesn't mind, you can. You don't need Bibles to Aser. You just need to not be taking away someone's rights. You can't take away someone's right by Asering their thing. What is Truma more than Iser? Or is Truma, and what's the machlokus here? There might be two ways to analyze the machlokus here, and I think this is the difference between maybe the co-chair of Shlomo Zalman. To analyze that at the level, why? One question might be, what's the nature of Truma? Is Truma more about Bailus, or is Truma more about Isser? You know, is Truma more of an Isser or a Kedusha / Bailus? We normally think of it as Kedusha / Bailus, right? So, how do you go deeper than this? So one option, which I don't like very much, is that Truma is a bialos / kedusha, or no, truma is an isser. But I think Rosh Hashanah says it better. Rav Yosef Engel has a famous chakir, who knows Rav Yosef Engel's famous chakir? I guess you just made my statement false. Who knows Rav Yosef Engel's not so famous chakir about truma? When I'm Tori, it's really like you're about Teva. Do I create Truma when I'm Tori? Or there's always Truma in there. That's why it's Tevel. The Truma was just mixed in and I'm just separating it out. Right? Is Truma creating something? Or is Truma just being Mevara, one part from the other part? And Chaim said, I can absolutely you that Truma not going to be borrowed one part from the other part because the Kohen can't be Tevel. That's what Chaim's about to say, right? So I read minds. So Rav Yosef Engel says, you're right, I'll be pastors, you think you're creating something new. But he brings a few Rishonim who sound like really he was mixing all the time. He says, no, it might be that it was really mixing all the time. The reason the Kohen can't eat Tevel is because it's like the Kohen can't eat the Chatas for Shmika Saddam. It just has to wait. You can't eat Truma until the Maisa Frasha. Not that it's not Truma yet. It's just that you can't eat any Truma until the proper Maisa is done. So another way of analyzing it, which is this way the Kovachirim seems to analyze it, unless I'm reading it too much. But the way Rosh Shlomo Zalman analyzed it, I think is very nice, is here is your creating Truma by the Hafrasha. Creating Truma, that you need Bibles, that's like Hektish. Hektish, it was not Hektish, now it is Hektish. What are you saying? Oh, you're just being Mevarer. The Truma that is already in the Tevel. He says, that's different. Come on, you're not making a new Truma. The Truma's there all along. The Truma's just waiting to come out. It just needs to be identified. It's a few different subtle formulations, if you wish. Are you separating? Are you concretizing? But the truth's already there. The truth's already there. That's not a real chain yet. That's just like on the level of Isurim. So the question is, how serious is that Parsha Truma? Is it a real Hektish or is it an Isur? Or maybe it is a real Hektish. It's for sure a real Hektish. But is it a new Hektish or a pre-existing Hektish that you're just separating from its tarovis? In that case, so that's what he wanted to say. He wants to say lies behind this Hakira. Okay, I really thought we'd finish this today, and then by 10 to 1, then I have time for parsha work. But what we didn't get to yet is the last part of the Makoros, which is the very, very difficult kaf. We'll just have to pick up with that next time, and then continue the Gemara, which is the kaf that the Kovach Yeromance here. And Rav Shlomo Zalman asks, and everyone asks on the Ramban, which is the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin, that second begins the Kirk of Mel, says, how do we know Shlichus? We learn from Truma. That sounds like a Shlichus.
Yeah.
Not just that. You can do it as long as that is. Yeah. The Gemara Ramban Metzia says, how do we know no Shlichus? We're going in culture cool from Truma, 10 neighbors, so 10 neighbors. It's clear all over Shas that it's true, that it's Shlichus. What's the Ramban talking about? Okay, we'll have to answer that against the next time. I'm not avoiding. I just not up to it yet. Although, some.